My full name is Zubair Anwari.
You are a truck driver.
That's right, yes. I live in Stratra over here. So my route is Scarborough, Markham, Woodbridge, and then Waterloo and Kitchener.
How long have you been in Strathroy?
Strathroy, yeah, about 10 years.
A pretty significant event happened in your life last Friday morning, January the 10th. Tell us about the story.
I finished my first route was Kitchener. So I was leaving and I thought to myself, let me stop and have a Tim Horton. And
was this early in the morning or what part of the day was this?
I left Kitchener at 1:45 in the morning.
Okay.
And then I changed my mind. I said, you know what? I'm not going to have Tim Horton and I'm going to go straight to London, load for my next run. So I'm driving. As soon as I passed Ingersoll, I saw a huge flame on the left side on the guardrail. So I'm like, wow, that was really intense. I drive about 2 minutes, and then I pass a lot of debris on the road. Then I see on my right a small car in the ditch. There was a truck driver stopped as well. I saw this car, smoke coming out of the hood, but flames inside the dash, inside the car, inside the window, full of flame. Right away, I stopped. I got my flashlight. I start running towards the car. I saw the driver. He was in full shock. He just looked at me. He was frozen, and I could hear that innocent person inside crying, screaming for help.
So still in the car, and the dash was on fire.
On fire. And he couldn't open his driver door because of, I think, that big flame earlier. I saw that he had the guardrail. So he couldn't open the driver door. And he's screaming. Right away, I didn't even talk to the driver. I see in his eyes that he was shocked. So right away, I jumped to the passenger side. Inside, the car was full fire. On the dash, there's flame dropping underneath the dash. This poor guy, at that moment, now I'm thinking back, he was so scared that his shoulder was hitting the door, trying to open the door. His right hand is on the handle, trying to open the door, at the same time crying and screaming. That fire, the heat, it didn't bother me at that moment. I told him, come on in, I'm here. Right away, he jumped in my arms like when a kid sees his dad. I grabbed him from underneath his arms, wrapped around his chest. I did the force pull. His leg got stuck because leg was, I believe, was broken, and the fire from underneath the dash was dripping on his feet. So I pulled him the second time. I pulled him out. The truck driver came and we both lift him up and take him by the highway. The car's full flame. If I was behind a minute, it would have been done.
If you would have stopped at Tim Hortons. Did you ever think about that a week later? No. Like this
yes.
week?
Yeah.
Because you said, I was going to stop at Tim Hortons and I didn't stop at Tim Hortons. I just said, I want to get to London.
That's right.
If you would have stopped at Tim Hortons, it would have been too late.
Too late.
You stayed with them until emergency services arrived, right?
So we took him to the truck, and then another gentleman, another truck driver stopped. He came toward me because the first truck driver, he said he's going to call 911. So the second truck driver came and he helped me and make him sit in a seat inside a truck.
A week later, sitting here talking to me, when you think about that, or even when you're at home, when you think about that, what do you think about?
Honestly, the main thing I think about is how at that moment I didn't think of anything. Just his screaming, his crying was in my ear. That meant a lot, like for me to get him out safe.
Has he been in contact with you and the other drivers, or has there been any contact from the drivers since that happened?
No, the truck driver and even himself thanked me. They all said that, you know what, you just saved a life today.
So how does that make you feel when they say that to you?
It makes me feel happy that, you know what, I did something good. I did. I pulled somebody from a fire. I risked my life, but at that moment, I didn't think about that. My main concern was to save him because he didn't have time. The OPP was very grateful. I want to share this with everybody. When you're out there, just if you see anybody, stop and help.
First of all, thank you. For what you did. We appreciate you deciding, hey, I want to share my story. And you shared it with us. So we appreciate that. And thank you for being a hero last week.
You're welcome so much. And I want to thank the courageous two driver that came, that was there, help. And I want to thank the first responders, Oxford County. They came quick and took the gentleman straight to the hospital with a police following him so that way they get there fast.
Heroes come in all shapes and sizes, even in our very own backyard. Thank you for sharing your story with us.
Thank you.